Valeu. Apanhei.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On, and I'm here with Mr. Peter.
Hey guys.
Mr. Chris.
Hey, what's up?
So, this week has been crazy. We're basically protesting Goya, and we might see Kanye as president.
Yeah, right.
No, I doubt that.
There's new albums coming out, that's why.
Yeah,
he's just doing publicity stunts.
Yeah.
But I read an article where Kanye says that he thinks that Trump has the Rona. So that's why like he's staying away from him now.
That's a superhero, though. He can't die.
I know. He's immortal.
God.
Come on. It's Thanos of the White House.
Oh, GG.
Did you see that? Have you guys seen a skit from Saturday Night Live where they were doing the skit where Kanye meets Trump?
Yeah, I seen it.
And then the airplanes. Like, they're making us sound mad, though.
They dragged it a lot.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He's like, and then Trump is like, this dude's crazier than me.
Yeah, that was funny.
Just not.
Oh, yeah. Just not.
That was funny. That was good.
But we're going to get into this really quick topic. So basically, there was an interview with the writers of the Fast and Furious franchise. They're working on the 9th one. And they were like giving hints that the new one could take place in space. Because why the hell not? They're just running out of ideas. What do you guys think?
Chris, you could take this. You like that franchise.
For the Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the first like two. After that, but, I was like,
But you've watched most of them, right?
Yeah, I watched all of them.
And what do you think of the franchise in general?
I can see why they milked it, but I feel like it's a little played out. Like,
yeah,
it was something that should have way more. I don't know how to explain it. Like, there was too many movies. Like, they should have stopped at, like, 8 or 7, but they just keep on going.
Not even.
Yeah, like, I think, like, 5. I think 5 was
probably. Because it
was, like, it wasn't about, it starts to not be about cars anymore. It's just, like, them running from the cops or, like, then the CIA. And then they got Hobbs and Shaw. Like, they started to do, like, their own things.
Now they're just milking it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're just milking it. And I know there was like a beef with Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Yeah.
It's always a beef between them.
But
star power.
Yeah, basically, I think Vin Diesel got mad that he went off to make his own movie. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to get John Cena.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he bring John Cena and the new one.
They should just stop making movies in general. Just stop it.
Yeah, like, the story is really...
And now
it's not there.
Space. They couldn't make it any worse.
That's how you know they're running out of ideas.
Yeah, there's no more creativity anymore. They're just milking whatever they have left. They don't want to make anything new. Because Fast and the Furious is mostly about star power. And seeing your favorite characters, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not about the story anymore.
And you can see The Rock pull a whole helicopter with his bare hands.
Yeah, he tried to. Matrix style. Captain America, like, he can't.
But
do that.
That's logical because he's superhuman strength.
Yeah, but you know how. that's you know, it's really hard in real life to hold the helicopter but like that. That's
The Rock, he literally pulled the helicopter by the chain, like with the chain.
And the car was nothing. The car was lifted up.
Bro.
If he could pick up a truck, you'd think his arms would have never hold that. It would have dislocated his shoulders.
They're making it to superhero now.
Yeah.
That's not what it is. I mean, that's not the genre. You know, that's not what Fast and the Furious is supposed to be, of a superhero.
Yeah, it wasn't originally, no.
I'm telling you, star power, that's it.
My only favorite part of the franchise was when The Rock had, gave somebody a rock bottom.
Oh, yeah.
At the table. That was so awesome.
His finisher move from
WWE. Like slow motion.
Man, that was like, what you call it? I feel like that was the highlights of Fast and Furious. Like, it started off as drag racing and like illegal racing. And then it just...
It was simple. It was nice. It was simple. And then it was a perfect... It was a good story.
Yeah. And then it went to like Task Force, like 141. Like, it went into a whole like operations, like top secret. Just for cars. And it was weird. But
yeah,
it was like they had to kill like the president, but then they get a nice Lambo to get to the president. Like they drove a Lambo to the president to kill him. And then they put Fast and Furious in it. That's basically a whole movie summed up right there.
Where's this franchise gone?
Yeah.
But we're going to start with one of our topics is that there's going to be a new DC TV show on HBO Max that is going to be based on the new Batman movie. It hasn't been released yet, but it's going to be directed by Matt Reeves, which directed War of the Planet of the Apes and... I think Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I think he also directed that. Let's first talk about what do you guys think of him doing a Batman movie? We'll start with Peter.
Well, I think, you know, he has the potential. I mean, everything he has been doing lately, you know, is good. I mean, he did, you know, Planet of the Apes. You know, this, you know, they were really good. The thing he did, you know, Cloverfield, you know, Let Me In. I mean, he did quite a few movies that are really good, that he has done. No, he has a talent. You know, as long as he stays within the material and within the story, the basic story of Batman, it should be good, you know.
So, I think, like, he's going to kind of, like, make his own story of it, like what they did with the Joker.
Yeah, that would be a good, you know, twist, a different thing, you know.
And are you glad to see Robert Pattinson as the new Batman?
Oof.
Mr. Oof. Vampire.
Well, he's talented. He has some. He's a good actor. I mean,
yeah, he is. Yeah,
the Twilight series. You know, it's like he has to do the best he can with what he has. You know, and basically that's what he was given. You know, that's the. It's mostly like a teenage thing. You know, like a teen. You know, a love story, type of thing. So, you know, he did the best he could with what he was given.
Have you watched them? Fully watched them?
I fully watched them, all of them.
Because Anna Kendrick, you know who she is, right?
Which one of the...
She wasn't a vampire. She was like one of the regular students, like from the first one. I think she used to bully... the Kristen Stewart's character.
Oh, okay.
But she was in like the second one. and the other one. And she's like in this interview where she says she, like, you can tell she even has no idea why she's even like there. Like, what, there's no benefit to her character in the Twilight series.
Basically, yeah, it's true. There's a lot of things in the Twilight series that it wasn't really that, you know, that made that much sense. But like I said, they did the best they could with what they had, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but they, it was successful. I mean, it sold a lot of money. I mean, it was really good. I mean, it made money. It made a lot of money. Because there's a lot of fans from the books that they wanted to see it. So, you know, and they stayed within the, you know, like close to the book as possible.
Yeah.
So everybody was, you know, let's watch it. And they, you know, it had a good reaction. Mm-hmm. But he's a good actor. He might do well as a Batman. And hopefully he's not like... make him pale, you know?
I think that's just him.
You know, so, yeah, they have to give him makeup.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, make him a little darker or something, because if he looks like a vampire, I mean, well, a vampire, kind of the same thing. So.
I think they're going to make him, I think he's like the slimmest Batman, actually.
Yeah, he needs to gain some muscles right there.
I think he's going to stay like that, like slim.
All right, so give him the
give him they the, gotta the buff bat, up the suit.
Yeah, give him the bat suit from Superman versus Batman.
I think it'll work. I feel like he'll look more like the video game Batman.
Yeah, he would.
Little slimmer.
It's because his jawline is humongous. It's like it looks like implants. So like when he has the mask on, it looks good, but then it's like. You know,
I kind of didn't like the mask, honestly.
The mask doesn't look good.
It looks weird on him.
I wonder how his voice is gonna sound like with the his voice is like weird.
They're probably like auto-tuned, they did for Batman vs Superman.
Yeah, he had like a gadget.
I'm looking at his pictures. It's not that bad for as a Batman, really. He looks more like a Joker or like a Riddler type of thing. But
yeah, he's slim.
Yeah, he like a Riddler.
Like a Riddler, yeah. He would be good as that.
They were thinking of hiring Jonah Hill as Penguin.
Oh, yeah,
he would look good.
I don't know if they did hire him, but I know Colin Farrell. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
He's going to be the Riddler.
That's not bad.
Let me check.
I feel like he's good.
I'm pretty sure he is. Let's see.
Yeah, I think I've seen a movie of him. I think he was in the
Penguin. Right? No, he's going to be Penguin.
He was in the movie The Gentleman.
Colin Farrell.
And Jonah Hill?
He was rumored. Like, they were thinking about him to be the Penguin. But I guess they didn't choose him.
Well, this guy is more funnier. Not Jonah Hill, the other guy.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell is more, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And then Andy Serkis is going to be Alfred?
For real?
I guess so. I'm reading it right now. Way. That's what, I guess so.
Andy Serkis?
Yeah. The guy that played Caesar in Planet of the Apes and King Kong in King Kong.
Yeah. He's like the one that's like the British guy.
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, he was in Black Panther, right? I feel like I've seen him.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was in Black Panther for sure.
He was Ulysses Klaue. The guy with the Sonic
I know. Yeah.
Hand.
He's going to be but, the bummer? That's weird.
Yeah, but we'll see. He's a good actor, so we'll see what they do.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But HBO Max is coming out with a Batman TV show. It's going to be the same universe as the new Batman that's coming out, but it's going to be based on the cops. And as I'm reading from the Hollywood Reporter, it's going to be based on two cops, one in the day shift and one in the night shift. And as of now, like, there's no other explanation other than that. I don't think they're going to bring in big villains. I think it's just going to be smaller cases.
Yeah.
Like, based on cops.
I heard they're trying to highlight small villains that are don't get that much shine.
Well, they should. It'll be nice to see. But it should be like smaller villains. Maybe they can put in Scarecrow. Who knows?
Condiment Man.
Condiment King.
Condiment King.
Oh yeah.
King Tut. Polka Dot Man.
Black Spider.
There's a lot of villains that, you know.
Firebug.
There's so many.
Yeah, that's all the
Eraser Man or Eraser Man. But what do you think of the TV show, Chris?
I feel like it's gonna be a hit. To be honest, it's gonna be good.
We got to see who's gonna run this show. There's no announcement yet on who's gonna run it or be in charge of it.
There's one thing about it. It's like the point where they're making it. They have to be careful because they're making it at a time where a lot of people do not like cops at this point. You know what I mean? So it might clog a person's perspective on how the movie goes. Because, like, you know, it'll be about Gotham City. But then people will be like, wow, that's like a stereotype, like, cop. Like, oh, they have to do this. They have to do that. Like, they have to be careful of what they do. Because anybody could take it out of context. Like, anybody could take it out of context in it. It'll really hurt them.
What I was reading is they were gonna, like, I'm not sure if they said for sure they're gonna make dirty cops, like rogue cops.
But they have to. It's Gotham.
Yeah. But, like, in the midst of what's happening right now, that's why they're bringing it up. Like, they should be, they're like explaining like dirty cops and stuff.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, around, like, it's kind of hard to put cops and stuff now, like right now at this moment, because like of what's happening with police brutality and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they go about it right, in the right way, they can really like hit it out of the park, because Gotham City is a really open like story. You can put a lot of it. Like, look at the Joker movie. Like, there were so many little things that, but it connected though at the end.
Yeah,
there were so many little things that just, like, you know, you don't notice it at first, but then it just like all connects, and it's cool because it's like you can connect all these things and it still makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But this announcement is like in early stages, so we're not really sure anything other than the idea. But Peter, are you gonna watch this? Are you gonna get HBO Max?
I don't know yet, but HBO has to step it up. I mean, they're gonna have to make sure if they're gonna go through this with this project, they better know what they're doing, because there's so much competition now with Disney Plus and so many others that they can't afford to try something and people are not happy about it. So
what?
So it should be good. And I was reading about it. I mean, they might even have villains like Mr. Freeze. I see here that, that they're saying that, you know, that part of the comic series appeal was seeing one, what if it's like to be street level cops in a city filled with super villains like Mr. Freeze. you ever bring a handgun to an ice gunfight, you know? So it's like their point of view, like if Batman was not there and they had to deal with Mr. Freeze, you know, as a cop. So
yeah,
get the flamethrower.
So I, you know, what I'm hearing here, you know, it sounds interesting. It sounds, I would watch it. I would watch it. You know, I will give it a shot, you know.
It's going to be like Detroit and RoboCop. Yeah, like speaking of HBO Max, like they don't really, the only thing they didn't add much because they had HBO Now. And they just basically changed it to HBO Max. They moved everything there.
Yeah.
And they added a couple more stuff. Like very little stuff that not much people are interested in. What makes me like confused is you guys know that there's a DC membership, right? Where all the DC movies, DC TV shows are in.
Yeah.
Like they should put that on HBO Max, like cancel the DC membership and put it on HBO Max.
Yeah, but like what happens if like people that don't have that?
But they're getting their price worth cuz they're getting a lot more stuff. Like so many DC movies, so many TV shows that are really good that are in DC. The DC membership that not many know. Like there's a Harley Quinn TV show. It's really good. It's rated R. It's really funny.
I never even watched it yet. I should watch it though.
Yeah, you guys should. It's really funny. It's you know who's Harley Quinn?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot her real name. Penny from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, for real?
Oh.
Yeah.
For real?
I'll watch it.
She's perfect.
Miranda Cosgrove, something like that.
No, that's Miranda Cosgrove. That's from iCarly.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Kaylee Cuoco, that's her name.
Yeah, that's why it was something with a C.
But yeah, she's really good. Like her voice is really perfect for that job.
Yeah, she's a good actor.
But I think in season two, I think she turned lesbian actually.
Why not?
With Poison Ivy.
Oh,
bruh.
But we'll see. Who knows? Maybe it made sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there's not that many, you know. No, hey, you never know.
It makes no sense. Poison Ivy?
Poison Ivy is really good looking.
Yeah, but like, what? Does it Poison Ivy not supposed to be gay? She's supposed to like men because she uses men to like get what she wants. Isn't that what Poison Ivy does?
But she does that to everybody.
Even girls, those guys.
I guess girls. Yeah.
Plants.
Little kids.
But you guys should watch the TV show. It's really good. It's worth the watch.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that.
But on to our second topic. I think Chris is excited. Avatar The Last Airbender is getting a new live-action TV show on Netflix. The same creators of the show are going to be in charge of it. And executive producers. So, Chris, what did you think of the original TV show?
Oof. What can I not, yo? That one of the best TV shows ever created. I swear, like, I can watch it and rewatch it and still cry. You know what's to make a grown man cry? Like, that TV show just hits a different point in your body.
Explain why you cried.
Nah, I'm playing. I'm just dragging it, but it's a really good. It's a 10 out of 10. Perfect. Wouldn't take anything out. Wouldn't put anything in. It's you know, it's a good character development TV show. It has, you know, it has laughter where it's needed. I mean, comedy where it's needed. It has the sad moments, you know, the action moments when it's really there. Like, it's really spread out throughout the whole movie. I mean, throughout the whole TV show. It's perfect. It's well put together. Like, it really, there's not one character that you just follow one character. Like, you follow all characters. And that's really hard to do because, like, you don't have a favorite character. You love all of them. Like, even the bad ones. Like, I even like the villain of the TV show. Like, how can you love the villain? Like, he was good. The villain was good. Like, they were the villains, and I was like, chill. I didn't know which one to go for when they were fighting. It was like, but then you have Aang, you know. I think my favorite was Appa, yo. If you don't like Appa, then you definitely did not watch it. Yo, Appa was G. Appa was lit.
But that's what's good about a good storyteller. You make people invest on all the characters, not just like the one character you have, or two of them, or you make the character connect with the viewer, even the villain.
Yeah, exactly. Because you have to. It's a TV show, so they have the amount of episodes, so you can get the reason.
You can really expand on it. Yeah.
Yeah, they can expand. It's not a movie. They can expand on things like why the villain is doing what he needs to do, and it's not like, and it's a good story. It's a beautiful story. It's like one of those stories where you, like, if you was in the villain's shoes, fine. It's like, I kind of would have did the same thing. It's like, it's something that you like, oh, like, yeah, like, he could have done something different. It's like, it's not like that. The story was well put together. It really gets you intrigued. And, you know, it makes you cry, you know. I mean, it's not really going to make you cry, but, you know, it's really good. It's really good.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but I've been coaxed to watch it. I should watch it because the TV show is going to come out. But
yeah,
do you have anybody in mind that should be the main character?
Oof. As much as I like Aang, I like Sokka. I like following Sokka around because he has a good backstory too to him.
But
and then
Zuko. Who do you think should play the main character though? Like the actor, I mean.
Oh, the actors?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm trying to see. Let me see.
Yeah, I gotta check for that because I know Zuko, the guy that voiced Zuko, he wanted to be the actor, I think. The kid that voiced Zuko.
But isn't he old?
He's like middle aged. He's almost old. he's almost there, basically. He's like younger than Peter though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's man, yeah.
But I'm saying like they could do the thing where they're like the guy, like the kid talks, but then he like voices over it. Nah.
But they're doing a live action.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird. Nah. I feel like they're gonna pick somebody like that. You know, the thing about Zuko is like not like, you know, like racist or anything, but like he has like a white mentality. Like, he's not like really like Japanese or Chinese or, you know, like Asian. He's more like a, like, I don't know, like the way they portray him in the TV show, he's like, you know, he's really like, you know, like even his voice.
So like the gender, you think?
Yeah. It's like if I didn't see anything, like if I haven't looked at him, I would have pictured him exactly the way he is, and like I would have pictured him the exact same way.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard, like, to see who. Oh.
Yeah, they
anybody from Stranger Things?
Nah, I feel like they're not gonna pick any American actors, to be honest. I feel like probably gonna be like one or two, but I think this, all of them are going to be like Asian or something. Because I mean, I would want that too. Because like, how us are we going to play this kind of TV show? How like American actors are going to play this kind of TV show? You know what I mean? Yeah. But I mean, like, it's just a TV show. It doesn't matter which actor, as long as it's good. You know what I mean? I'm one of those people, like, as long as it's good, I don't care. As long as it's good.
And Peter, how about you? Have you watched some of the episodes?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, they're good. They're excellent. I mean, it's like really, really good. I mean, in the beginning, I didn't want to watch them because, you know, once I saw the movie, you know, I thought the series would be something like that. But no, I mean, like when Christopher told me about showed me the, you know, the series on TV in Pennsylvania, I was like, oh, this is good. You know, it was really nice. So, and I watched a few chapters after that. You know, it was really good. Hopefully now with the new series, the live action, you have to be really, really careful because everybody had that illusion, you know, that everybody remembers the movie. How bad it was, how, you know, that was the worst movie ever made. So everybody is like skeptical. Like
they made a sequel on that, right?
No, I don't think they made a sequel to that. It's impossible. That movie flopped.
It did. Oh man. Yeah, it only made double, which is not good.
No, it was really bad. I mean, it's horrible. It's a horrible movie. The acting, everything. Everything in that movie was bad.
Yeah. But why would you cast... I mean, why would you make the director M. Night Shyamalan?
Well, because he did a few good jobs. Movies, and then they thought that everything that he was gonna do after that would be good, but
for Last Airbender, no way.
True.
That doesn't make any sense because he does a lot of scary movies.
Yeah, you know, he's good with like doing twists, like you know, like The Sixth Sense. You know, movies like that was really good. But that's it. That was it. That was his main thing. You know, it's like a one-hit wonder type of thing, you know? It's like
Glass, Split.
Yeah, they're okay, but it's not
After Earth.
All bad.
Unbreakable.
Split was good because of the actor.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great actor. That's the thing that he... You know, he made the movie. I mean, he saved the movie, you could say. You know, so.
After Earth. Jesus Christ.
It's crazy, bro.
But it's interesting. Hopefully we can all watch it and we give our review on it.
Yeah.
Geez, there's so many subscriptions that we have to get.
Soon
there's going to be no TV, just subscriptions.
Wow.
Right now, as we're talking, I'm looking at everything that HBO Max is offering. And
does not.
No, they have a lot of stuff.
But not worth what, like... I have HBO Max. The only thing I'm watching right now is The Big Bang Theory because I haven't seen the ending.
No, I'm looking at the list of movies that they have. They have really good movies and the series and everything. They even have The Amazing World of Gumball.
I think it's because I buy all movies. I own all the movies.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of stuff. Like this, the original shows, they have You know, the comedy ones, they have, you know, David Chappelle, you know.
I don't like David Chappelle, but.
He's cool. They have Chris Rock. You know, they have good stuff. I mean, they have, you know.
But they'd be a bigger deal. I'm telling you guys, if they bring DC, the DC membership, put it on HBO Max, put all the things there, people will be flying over there.
That's true.
Because they moved DC, Doom Patrol. They moved it to HBO Max, like to get more viewers, I guess, because a lot of people like the Doom Patrol.
Yeah, but I don't know.
What? Because, Chris, you have Netflix, and what else do you have?
Netflix, and that's fine.
Matt, I got Hulu, Sling, HBO Max, Disney Plus.
Oh, I have Disney Plus.
I'm sure I'm forgetting some that they're just I'm not using. But we'll see. And I guess we'll end it here, because actually it's been pretty slow. A slow news week, actually.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for listening, watching to the Kingpin of Pop Culture podcast. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you guys follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you find your podcasts. And thank you guys for listening and watching. Goodbye, guys. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
See you.
Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy.